Tuesday morning. Every Tuesday about this time, we check in with the folks from Asbury Place in Kingsport, which sponsors this portion of the program. And joining us this morning, Julia Cox, Events Coordinator. Hey, Julia, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Doing just fine, thank you. You're decked out in your Southwestern motif today. You look great.
That's right. We were talking about a little color was going to be nice for a dreary day ahead.
Well, you've got the color right there, too, so we appreciate you bringing it to us. Let's turn right now to Asbury Place. Of course, always things going on. And as Events Coordinator, you have to be 2, 3, 4, 5 months down the road thinking about things, I would think, right?
I mean, right, yeah. So we're always planning ahead. I was going to recap just a little bit that we've had going on lately.
Yeah, let's
I know
do.
The last time I was here, I was talking about the summer series of fun.
Right.
We wrapped that series up at the start of August with the Meet the Teachers in honor of back to school.
Right.
We had a great turnout. We talked about memories that people have had. We have a lot of teachers in our community. So
nice.
We reflected on school age, some of our favorite and least favorite teachers over the years. We handed out red apples for the occasion.
I was gonna ask, yeah.
Just really reflected on some good times and great memories. So
wonderful.
We had a wonderful turnout for that. So we were happy to have a great grand finale.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, we got to sponsor an event that the Chamber of Commerce put on. It was called the Brouhaha.
Yes.
It was hosted by Holston Brewing Company.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Distributing, yeah.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
And there was about 7 to 8 different pizza vendors there. So you
wow.
got to go around, get your pizza, get some brews, and there was 3 different comedians that came from all over the country.
Uh-huh.
So we were an associate sponsor with that, so we got 2 tables right on the front row and took a little heat from the comedians, but
I'm sure you did.
Our residents had a wonderful time, and we're looking forward to it next year.
That's great. So an evening at a comedy club.
That's
or a comedy
right.
event, for sure. That's great. So
absolutely.
What else has been going on?
So actually this week we're preparing for the Fireflies and Moon Pies event.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's
mm-hmm.
something that's been on our calendar for quite some time. Unfortunately, we didn't get to hold it last year, so we're looking really forward to it this year.
Right.
We're
right.
going to celebrate some Southern classics with Moon Pies and RC Cola.
Naturally.
Yes, and we have a musical performer, Lightning Charlie, which we always look forward to his music.
Great music, great spirit, too.
Yes,
wonderful
absolutely.
Entertainer.
So that's going to be Thursday beginning at 4 and place a social hour this week out on our courtyard.
I love it. RC's and Moon Pies, man, that takes me back. I'll
absolutely.
Tell you what. I'm sure a lot of folks will be reminiscing, too.
Oh, yes. We've got a sign-up full, and we're still allowing people to RSVP. They can do so by calling us at 423-900-8820 or by going online to asburyplace.org.
Okay, so that is the RC's and Moon Pies tonight.
That's right.
Wow. Going to be a great deal of fun. And, of course, somebody asked me, maybe it was Peggy, my wife. She says, is RC still being made? And I said, of course it is. One of the great soft drinks of the South.
So. Right. You don't see it as commonly, but I do notice it on the grocery store shelves.
Oh, yeah,
so.
That blue can with the red on it.
Yes.
You can't miss it. It's RC's and Moon Pies tonight. I'm feeling better about the South already. So what else
absolutely.
We got rolling up here?
Well, this month we're having an incentive. So not only can you come have a one-on-one lunch with us and a consultation to learn more about CCRCs, get all your questions about senior living answered, we're going to have lunch with you, and then you're going to take lunch home with you. So you're going to take a lunchbox, Asbury Place Kingsport lunchbox that comes with utensils, and in that we're going to provide 2 bistro vouchers so you can come back, bring a guest, and have lunch.
What a great idea.
Yes.
Get that repeat business coming through.
Right. So our bistro offers daily specials, and there's always something fresh and delicious served. So it's a great way to come back, try some stuff, get to know people that are in there, and
mm-hmm.
get to know our dining staff.
Wow, that sounds great, too. So anything that relates to food, Alec and I have got our antenna up and listening closely.
All I heard was, you get lunch and you take lunch home.
That's the important piece to remember.
Absolutely, too. Now, let me ask you this, because you mentioned a couple of events that are regulars year after year after year. Sometimes, though, you got open dates or something, just you decide not to do something else. How do you and Susie sit down and kind of brainstorm on things, events, possible things that your residents might be interested in? You don't know for sure. What sort of your planning or research projects? Process even with that. I mean, how do you figure out what we could do that would really entertain and, who knows, perhaps educate our residents as well? What sort of process do you and Susie do besides sitting down and
right.
having pizza after the brouhaha? Right.
Right. Well, We've got a very diverse group of residents that have lots of many different interests. So we've had several of them approach us about things that they'd like to see.
Ah.
For example, yesterday we had a resident-led event. We have quite a few people that used to work for Eastman, retirees of Eastman that came from near and far to work. And they held a video in the great room yesterday. It was a tour of Eastman, Kodak, what they used to make, what they make now, and just the plant and the processes. Great turnout for that. That was something that people were really interested in. So we love to just gauge what they want to see and what we want to bring to our community.
Sure, sure. That's a great example, too, you know, to be able to, you know, folks are interested in this sort of thing. What can we do? What can we ask about? Is this something that perhaps Julia and Susie could, you know, at least brainstorm and think about, too? And you mentioned the fact that there is so it sounds like, at least, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like the population, if you will, the folks who are resident at Asbury Place, diverse, certainly. But you mentioned almost an international sort of flavor, too, as well. Now, you've got, what, roughly 100 residents, maybe? Something like that. That's a pretty pretty deep diversity, if you will, to have among a group that small, too. And I would imagine there's probably lots of other spinoff types of things similar to what you were talking about here with the Eastman sort of thing, as people just sit around and, you know, socialize with one another, maybe they're at the bistro, something like that, enjoying coffee. The ability to be able to take it to the management, so to speak, and say, look, you know, can we do something with this? That's got to be exciting for you, too.
Definitely. I love always hearing the stories. One of our relatively new move-ins has told me recently about her time overseas when her husband worked for Eastman, and they went over to Switzerland and Holland and spent many years over there, over 10 years, actually. All her children were born overseas, and then they returned back to Kingsport after his tenure over there. And she was just telling me of all the experiences, and many people have similar stories to share, so it's always really incredible to hear that.
No kidding. Do any of the residents put on programs now and then? Because it sounds like this particular individual would have a very interesting story to tell.
Yes, so yesterday was our first in relation to that topic, but they're always welcome to come to the activities director or to myself and kind of set up a topic that they'd like to talk about, get it on the calendar, and communicate that to everyone. And the residents really seem to like resident-led events because it's something that they have interest in or that they're familiar with or reason they came to Kingsport. So recently we also had some residents do a presentation on their Amtrak out to Oregon, and they did that in the evening after dinner time and had a really great turnout for that. I've enjoyed seeing photos and hearing everyone buzz about that. And then coming up, we're going to have someone do a presentation on the historic maps that are around our region. So Sullivan County, all the way up into Virginia, handwritten maps with legends and everything else. So we're preparing a presentation for that at the moment.
That's fantastic. Thinking out loud right now with Julie Cox, who is events coordinator for Asbury Place in Kingsport. Now, you mentioned activities director that you work with. Differentiate, I guess, just describe the difference, if you would, between the two positions. You are events coordinator.
Yes. So I work under Susie with marketing, marketing coordinator, and then we also have an activities coordinator who makes our activity schedule for the month, does our resident communications, the newsletter, lets them know what's going to be served at the bistro, when dining's coming out, and also leads exercise classes. She does a lot of resident engagement. So Susie and I involve the residents and outside prospects in order to get move-ins and see people's interests and make their long-term plan for moving.
Very good. Very good. You were mentioning folks who give different programs and presentations and so forth. Do you occasionally call on the services of perhaps faculty or staff at Northeast State or East Tennessee State or any of our area colleges?
We do. So most recently, we've been working with the UT Outlet Center. They've been coming and doing technology classes, exercise, all kinds of different genres of activities. So we've utilized that. We partner with the YMCA. They also come do exercise and outreach, and we're even talking about doing a snowbird ball coming up in the winter. So we're looking really forward to our partnerships, and we love to keep them on the activities calendar and keep a great rotation going.
Always something happening at Asbury Place.
That's
sure.
Right.
Events coordinator Julia Cox joining us, as she does periodically. And we thank you for joining us here. Now, the main number to call for information at Asbury Park, let's give your number out. And if you don't have that information at hand, I'm sure it can be forwarded to the appropriate individual.
That's right. So to reach our marketing department, 423-900-8820, or to reach me directly, 423-830-8531.
Judy Cox with Asbury Place in Kingsport. Don't be a stranger. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Thank you so much.